Welcome to Torah Tzimecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Alter, and today we will be studying Yeshayahu Perek Lamed Gimel, 33. This perek returns to those nivuot that begin with the word hoy, the sixth one, actually, in the series. And in this perek, the hoy is directed at those who have a double standard. Hoy shoded ve'ata lo shadud. Uvoged lo bagdubo. Woe to you who plunder, but have not yourselves been plundered by others. To you who is a traitor, yet nobody turns on you. You have no justification for your actions. Kehatimcha shoded tushad. When you finish spoiling, you yourself will be spoiled. When you are done plundering, you will be plundered. It doesn't state explicitly which enemy this is referring to. And this is possibly talking again about Sanherib, who was the enemy king of the time period, or it could be speaking of a king that will rule right before Yemot HaMashiach, the times of Mashiach. Pasuk Bet is a tefillah that the Jews turn to Hashem and ask for Hashem to have mercy on us. Again, either from Sanherib or based on the war with Gog Umagog. Metzudat David understands the words and what we're saying as turning to Hashem and really emphasizing that we're turning to you and not turning to a nation like Mitzrayim, something that we know in previous Prakim the nation had been rebuked for doing. And they ask Hashem to be their arm every morning. So they're reaching out proactively to Hashem to save on a daily basis and also to be our salvation in time of trouble after the fact. We say these words in Korbanot in the morning, and this is also one of the psukim that we say or we read while the Kohanim are saying Bircha Kohanim. The Malbim understands the first half of this pasuk being from the perspective of the Ten Shvatim, who are asking for Hashem to be their light and savior in the morning at the time of the Geula, since they themselves already are in Galut. Or the Pasuk can be referring to, or the other part of the Pasuk can be referring to the people of Yehuda who haven't been taken into Galut yet. So they turn to Hashem and ask for help, Be'et Tzara, while it's still night and when Yerushalayim is under attack. When Hashem's strength came out to save us, we're told the nation scattered. Pasuk Dalet says, "Ve'usaf shlalchem osef hechasil." You will gather loot from these nations easily. You'll cover the ground like locusts. The Malbim understands this pasuk to be about the loot taken by the army of Ashur. And he explains that this pasuk is a response to the tefillah from Pasuk Bet, because Hashem is now saying not to worry if Asher loots you, because kemashak gevim shokekbo, like cisterns of water that fill up from the rain, these grasshoppers are going to drown in it and die. So even though the enemy, being compared to grasshoppers, may take your loot and be all over the place, cover every single inch of the earth, they're not going to end up holding on to your loot, because they're going to end up in these puddles, in these cisterns of water. And Pasuk He states that it will be taken and that we will receive things justly and with mishpat, with judgment. The Pasuk here about physical shalal, loot, comes before the Pasuk about tzedakah and mishpat, so that we see like a hierarchy of importance and which is the more important thing to amass. So it starts with the physical shalal and then ends with the character traits that we will take on and exemplify. Hashem watches over all the people, we're told, who show fear of Hashem. Pasuk Vav talks about emunat itecha, those who have emuna of the times, which could be referring or speaking about people who have emuna even during times that are challenging and when all you could do is hope for salvation. They are considered like Hashem's treasury, Hashem's otsar, Hashem's treasure which lies directly beneath him, us lying beneath him on earth. And we're told that fear of Hashem, again, is the highest and greatest purpose of all other areas that we could, and all other things that we could try to obtain and cultivate. In a sense, Yira is referred to as the container of Chachma and Daat, of wisdom, and therefore should be treasured by man. So the Otsar in this pasuk could be referring to what man should be treasuring, since again, it leads to so many different benefits. This pasuk is quoted in Gemara Shabbos 31a by Reish Lakish, who understands this pasuk as an allusion and as an allusion to the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, the six parts of the Mishnah. The word emunat in this pasuk is referring to Seder Zra'im, since it's talking about all the mitzvot dealing with cultivating and growing the land and having emuna that Hashem will provide. The word itecha in the pasuk refers to the section of moed. The word chosen in the pasuk refers to nashim from the word achsanta, that means inheritance, which would only be applicable after subjects such as marriage and procreation, which are in Seder Nashim. The word Yeshuot in the Pasuk refers to Seder Nizikin, since we only can have Yeshuot and salvation if we avoid damages and liability, and then we can be saved from those who pursue us. The word Chachmat refers to Kadshim, and Da'at refers to Taharot. When we see the words Chachma and then Da'at, Da'at is considered to be a more intense and greater type of knowledge, just as the Gemara and the commentaries on the Gemara seem to say that more knowledge is needed to understand Taharot than Kadshim. And we're being told in this pasuk that even with all the knowledge of the Mishnah, it's still fear of Hashem that will trump all. The Midrash understands Pasuk Vav to be talking about the faith one has in being able to give possessions away to others and to poor people. Possessions that are taken, like, are separated for Truma, for Maaser, the parts of the field or parts of our produce that are given through the mitzvot of Leket, Shechacha, and Peah, that all of these things that we can give over freely and without being nervous that if we give, then we won't be left with enough for ourselves. Such a person who's able to do this will be rewarded with Yeshuot and with Chachma and Da'at. He will have salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The reference to Mishpat and Tzedakah in these psukim remind us of how David HaMelech is described and the people of his time. And the word Tzedakah can imply not necessarily just doing Shurat HaDin, not just meeting out the law itself, but really lifnim mishurat hadin, going even above and beyond and taking the full picture into account in assessing how to deal with a situation righteously. After talking about tefillot of salvation and promises of salvation, in Psukim Zion through Tet, we transition to talking about the mourning that will be a result of the Chorban. The Erelim in Pasuk Zion could be talking about the strong people who even though they are strong, will be crying out of pain in the open, on the streets. They're not even going to be hiding their sorrow. The second half of the Pasuk, though, seems to be talking about Malachi Shalom, messengers of peace. So some understand these Erelim referring to messengers that were sent to Sancheirev and were turned away. So there were gestures of peace being made and they were rebuffed by Sancheirev himself, and therefore these messengers cried out to Hashem. The messengers that were sent to cry to talk to Sancheirev will cry because the decrees that he put upon them, that these messengers were not able to get removed. Or some understand that these Erelim are actually Malachim themselves who are being sent to bring mercy after the nation received the consequences and the punishments that they possibly deserved for their sins. And now we're going to see a change take place. Now that the punishment that happened is now going to be described as being over. In Psukim Chet and Tet, there's talk of the desolation that will come from the Chorban. People are not going to be on the roads. The enemy destroyed the cities and didn't value the people there. The Livanon is covered in shame and dried out. The fertile Sharon now becomes ruined. The mountains, Bashan and Carmel, are shaking and throwing off the trees that grow on them, emptying out the fruits. Pasuk Chet says, Hefer Brit, the treaty is broken. what treaty are we talking about? It could be the enemy who is breaking a treaty with us. Or maybe it's talking about that Hashem promised us he would always look out for Eretz Yisrael, that Hashem's eyes would always be upon it. And Hashem unfortunately had to change that because of the fact that we didn't keep our brit, our covenant with Hashem. Lo chashav enosh. The people never thought or anticipated the bad that would befall them. That's being described in this pasuk. In pasuk Yud, Hashem's response to this is that he will now get up. Kuma Hashem, like Kuma Hashem v'yafutzu oivecha, that we say when we take out the Torah, that Hashem will get up and fight our enemies on our behalf. Ata eromam, ata enaseh. Hashem will now rise up against the enemy. And Hashem also will be raised up and praised through this. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hashem addresses the enemies and that they are told that their plans will not lead to anything compared to a pregnancy that unfortunately is not viable. Taharu chashash tildu kash. You thought to harm, and these thoughts that you had to harm are like a pregnancy that is not going to end up with a live birth, and your plans will not be birthed, will not be born. And the nations themselves are being compared also to kash, to straw, implying that they can burn easily and they will burn themselves from the nothingness that comes out of their own mouths, seeming to imply that their plans, what they plan against us, is what's going to lead to their own destruction. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, Shim'u Ruchokim, Asher Siti Udu'u Krovim Gvurati. He turns to the nations further away and to the wounds and to the ones close by and says that they should know about Hashem's strength that will become apparent in this war against the enemies. And then we turn to those in Yerushalayim itself. Fear is upon those who are sinners once they see Hashem's miracles. They will be nervous to be around this fire. How will they not get burned too? People will say, how can we continue to live here? The Navi answers in Pasuk Tervav and says, Holech tzakot v'dover mesharim, mo'es b'vetza ma'ashakot, no'er kapav mitmoch bashachad, otem azno mishmo adamim, v'otem einav mirot bera. What type of person will be able to live in Yerushalayim? Someone who behaves righteously, who speaks yashar, who is not deceitful to others, who does not take bribes. One who closes his ear from hearing bad and closes his eyes from looking, or shuts his eyes from looking at bad actions. One who sees no evil and hears no evil. Who, Miromim Yishkon, someone like this will dwell in the place that the enemy will not be able to get to. He will be, and this person will be high up so that the enemy cannot reach. This person will be able to conceal himself between rocks and will always have what to eat. This type of this message that we're seeing in these couple psukim is similar to the five psukim which make up the totality of Tehillim, Perek Tetvav, that talk about the type of person who will be able to dwell in Yerushalayim. Check it out. In Pasuk Yitzayin, the Pasuk says, Melech biyafyo techazena, a king in his beauty and splendor you will see. Who is this king? On one level, it could be referring to Hashem, whose greatness will be seen, as we've been seeing in the Psukim, right, at the time of the Geula and with the rebuilt Mikdash. But this could also be referring to a human king. If we talk about the time period of Chizkiyahu as king, one who will be respected by all. Or we could be referring to a later time period, and this Melech is, of course, Melech HaMashiach. And you will wonder what happened to those people who had been considered so important before and now are being punished by Hashem. These were people who spoke a strange language. But now in Pasuk Chaf, we're told that we won't see them. And we're told that instead we will see Tzion, the place where Jews will gather. Kiryat Moadenu. The word Moed also from designated, a place designated by Hashem for his Shechina. Einecha Tirena. Your own eyes will see Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is termed Neve Sha'anan, a place of peace, where there's no fear of the enemy. And as opposed to the Ohel Moed in the Midbar, in the desert that moved around, now we're being told that Yerushalayim, or the Mikdash, is compared to an Ohel that will not move Bal Yisa Yetedotav Lenetach. It will not move at all forever. Hashem will make sure that no one is able to touch Yerushalayim. And in showing this and in talking about how Yerushalayim will be untouchable, we have a metaphor of a river mentioned in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Hashem will protect Yerushalayim as if he was a river that the enemy is unable to cross. Even large ships and oars will not be able to cross this river and reach the city. This metaphor is actually known to us from earlier in the Sefer, when Ashur, the nation of Ashur, is referred to as a river back in Perek Chet. Hine Hashem ma'ale aleichem et mei hanar ha'atzumim veharabim et melech Ashur. They were told that the king of Ashur is going to be this river which is going to flood them. So in this, this pasuk could be indicating that Hashem, who is now being compared to a river, will defeat their river and be even greater. In pasuk Chaf Bet, it sounds like something the nation recited as a response. Ki Hashem shoftenu, Hashem mechokekenu, Hashem shoftenu. We have different descriptions here of Hashem as our ruler. The word mechokek comes from ruler, from the bracha being told to Yehuda back in Sefer Bereshit. Hashem is our judge who took us out of Egypt. He is our mechokek, our lawgiver, possibly referring to Hashem giving us the Torah, which also could subtly be, maybe in a subtle way, teach us that Hashem saves us when we follow the chukim, when we follow the laws that Hashem gave us. Rav Yosef Albo taught that there were Gimel Ikarim, three Ikarim, important beliefs that every Jew should cultivate. And we can see them being referred to in this pasuk. The words Hashem Malkeinu corresponds to Mitziyut Hashem, the existence of Hashem. The words Hashem Mechokekenu refers to, again, Hashem as lawgiver, and the principle of Torah Min Hashamayim, that the Torah came from Hashem. And Hashem Shoftenu refers to Hashem as judge, and that element of schar va'onesh, that it is Hashem who can punish or reward us based on our actions and behaviors. Again, we're told how the enemy boats won't be able to get in. In Pasuk Chaf Gimel, we turn to the boats that represent Ashur, and we say that they're ropes that attach to the sail so that the wind is able to move it forward are now going to be torn and loose so that these nation, that Ashur, that these boats are going to be immobilized. And then we end off the parak with the promise that the people of Yerushalayim will not say anymore that they are sick. Bal yomar shachin chaliti, ha'am hayoshev ba neso avon. Hashem now will save the nation and forgive them for all of their sins, and no longer will the people get sick. No longer will they have to receive any punishment. This brings us back to parak Aleph, where we also had the word hoy. And the word hoy in Perek Aleph of this Sefer was associated with the nation that was called Am Keved Avon, a nation that was heavy with sin. And here, in a sense, we see that we've done a 180. And now we talk about hoy being associated with words of nechama and consolation and sins that have been forgiven. So it's interesting to see that maybe we can look at Perek Aleph and Perek Lama Gimel as bookends, since this parak, Perek Lamed Gimel, is the halfway point in Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Lamed Gimel 33 out of 66 prakim. And therefore, it could make this parak being a bookend to the way the nation was described in Perek Aleph more significant and shows the typical Yeshayahu style of bringing in words of tochacha, of rebuke, but also always matching up and also bringing in an equal dose of words of consolation. Thank you for studying together. L'ilui Nishmat Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat Alexander Sender.